Maseches Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, 6:1. This chapter deals with the phenomenon called an aris. I'll translate aris as a hanging vineyard. Now, to understand the significance of the aris and the chidushim of this perek, a bit of a review is important and necessary regarding the halachas of Kilay HaKerem, the prohibition of Kilayim in a vineyard. So, the Torah prohibits planting grains or greens in a kerem. And that means that you can't plant grains or greens beside grapevines. But there are essentially two categories, let's say, of grapevines. There's individual grapevines, and there's grapevines in a formation that constitutes a kerem, a vineyard. If you're talking about grapevines, even a large number of grapevines that don't meet the halachic definition of a kerem, so then the requirement is that you must plant at a distance of 6 tfachim, one amma, from the trunk of each grape vine. So in other words, you cannot plant grains or greens within 6 tfachim of the trunk of the grape tree. Now, if the grape vines are in a formation that constitutes a kerem, a legal vineyard, which we saw before in the previous parak, means there are two rows of them, at least a total of 5 vines, and the vines are arranged that two are exactly parallel to the other two, making a rectangle, and then if the corners, if you will, of a rectangle, and then the fifth is one of the extenuation of one of the sides of the rectangle, like a fifth as a tail, that will constitute a kerem, a vineyard. And once you have a vineyard, so then the requirement is to leave not just the vineyard unplanted with grains and greens, but also the work area, a avodas hakerem, around the vineyard, an area of dalet amos, a 4 amos distance, perimeter of 4 amos, around the entire collection of vines that constitute the kerem. And beyond the 4 amos, one may plant grains or greens again. There are some exceptions, but that's the general rule. Now, according to Beis Hillel, if you have a single row of vines, that does not constitute a kerem. Even if you have a million vines in a row, that's not a legal kerem. It must be 2 rows. Second of all, if you have a vine, whether it's a kerem or a vine, individual, the measurements are being based from the trunk of the, we'll call them trees. The grapevine is sort of like a tree at its base. So we measure from the trunks, either 6 tfachim or 4 amos. And if it happens to be that a vine spreads very, very far away from its trunk, so then there'll be a separate rule. One couldn't plant directly beneath the vine, but one could plant on either side of that vine. So in other words, once you've passed the 6 tfachim of the trunk of an individual vine, or 4 amos of the trunks of a kerem, if there happens to be, for argument's sake, a vine that is extended far beyond the 6 tfachim or 4 amos, you may plant in that area, even though there's a grapevine right next to your grain or green, just you can't plant directly beneath the vine. Now, the aris, the hanging vineyard, if you will, presents with potentially 2 chidushim. The first is that even if the trunks of the vines are in a single row, like 5 vines in one row, which doesn't constitute a kerem in its own right, if they're draped over something, and that something has to be at least 10 tefachim tall, about waist height, 10 tefachim, a meter, a yard, if they're draped over something that's 10 tefachim high, and provided there are 5 different vines going on to that, we'll call lattice work, like a gazebo or a pergola, etc. So then that gazebo or pergola becomes an aris because it has the 5 vines and it's putting 10 tefachim off the ground. And even though at the trunks of the base, at the trunks where the vines are growing, they're in a single row, which wouldn't constitute the kerem, now that there are 5 vines trained onto this lattice work, that aris, that pergola, if you will, becomes like a hanging vineyard, and it becomes forbidden to be planted beneath that pergola, as well as in the dalet amos perimeter around the footprints of that pergola. That's the chiddush of the aris, which really is 2 separate chiddushim. First, that even though at their trunks it's a single row, nevertheless, the aris can get the status of a kerem. And secondly, that even if the aris is at a great distance from the trunks, so even though we said before that once you've left, say, the 4 amos distance from the trunks of the kerem, beyond that one may plant beside the vines. Here, if you have, let's say, five vines in the west, and then say 10 amos to the east, you have them trained onto whatever it is, the gazebo. That gazebo can become an aris and get its four amos, even though it's far, far away from the trunks of the vines. Okay, that's the gist here now. And Mishnah has discussed the technicalities. Let's begin. Ezo hu aris. What constitutes the aris, the hanging kerem, the hanging vineyard? Hanotea shura shel chamish gefanim. If one plants a single row of five grapevines, betzad hageder, beside a wall, shu gavoa sar tfachim, provided that that wall is 10 tfachim high, and you train those five vines over the wall becomes an aris. O betzad charitz shu amok asar tfachim. The same would apply if you planted the five vines in a row and then trained them down the side of a ditch, and the ditch is 10 tfachim deep, v'rachav arba'a, and 4 tfachim wide. So then the fence, the wall, the geder, or the ditch, the charitz, gets the status of like a hanging vineyard, an aris, and therefore nos lo avodaso arbamos. You need to give 4 amos of work area around the aris. At a distance, you have to distance yourself 4 amos from the wall or from the ditch. Now, there are different pshatim in the next lines of the Mishnah. I want to explain it according to the Rambam and the Parash Mishnayos. I think that's my preferred pshat here, and I want everything to be consistent. So here, we now discuss about where you measure these 4 amos from. Now, according to Beis Shammai, a row of 5 vines constitutes a vineyard in its own right, and therefore, you'd have to distance 4 amos, not just from the, if I have, to say, the row of 5 vines in the west, and I have the wall in the east. So according to Beis Shammai, the vines in the west are kerem in their own right, and therefore you have to give 4 amos in that direction, you know, further west. And the as well, the wall on the east is also an aris, has a din like a vineyard, and will also have get a distance of 4 amos there further to the east. And therefore the Mishnah says, Beishame Omrim, Beishame says, Modin arba amos me'ikar gafanim, you'll measure 4 amos even from the trunks of the vines, l'sadeh, toward the field to the west. But Beishil Omrim, Beishil say, no, those trunks, since they're a single row, don't constitute a vineyard, a kerem, and therefore you don't measure the 4 amos from them. They just would get the normal 6 tefach work area. Rather, you measure it, min hageder l'sadeh, from the geder, the aris, towards the field to the east, because the geder is the only, as so to speak, an aris, as a hanging vineyard. It's the only thing that gets the 4 amos work area, because the vines are planted in a single row of 5. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochman Nuri. Rabbi Yochman Nuri is going to argue with one of these chedushim. He's going to agree with that there's such a thing as an aris, and therefore you could have like a hanging vineyard at a great distance from the trunks of the base of the vines. However, he still sticks to the old guns, if you will, or Beis Hillel guns, that a single row of vines can never constitute a kerem, a vineyard, even if they're trained over a, you know, a lattice work, a gazebo, etc. And therefore he holds, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Toim kola omkein. Whoever says that a single row of 5 vines could ever make a hanging vineyard is simply making a mistake. Eli miyesh sham arba amos meikar gefen legeder. He says, it's true, there's nothing special about 5 vines in a single row draped over a wall. He just says, it's true there is a certain restriction, and there was a certain restriction we're talking about. The chiddush of the case would be very much analogous to the Mechol HaKerem we had back in the 4th parak. Mechol HaKerem, the rule was that if you have a vineyard, normally the rule is you have a perimeter of 4 amos around, prohibited to plant. But if that vineyard is inside a walled area, since that the wall sort of kind of defines the space of the vineyard, even if the wall is more than 4 amos away, it's inappropriate to plant between the edge of the vineyard and the wall, because it still sort of feels to the onlooker, if you will, that this boxed off area, the walled off area, is a vineyard, even though you're planting more than 4 amos away. And the rule of the Mechol HaKerem was, until you get a total of 12 amos distance between the farthest trunks of the vines and the wall, you can't plant in that area at all. Once you get to 12 amos, then you could plant just distance 4 amos away from the grapevines, and you're okay. But a tight area between vines and wall constitutes like a wall, a vineyard in its own rights, even though it's more in the foramus area. So something analogous is happening here. If you have a row of five vines and then you drape them over a wall, so that the area between the trunks of the vines and the wall, even though since it's a single row of vines and really each vine just is entitled to a work area of six tefachim, which is one amma, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says that's where it's inappropriate to plant grains or greens, between the wall and the vines, the individual vines, even if you're at a distance of more than six tefachim from the individual vines, towards the wall, it's still too close for comfort, it's too tight an area, and it feels like you're planting grains or greens inside of a vineyard. Therefore, he says, Elim yesh sham arba amos me'ikr gefanim v'legeder, if there is a full four amos space, of unplanted space, between the trunks of the grapevines and the wall, nos noesa avodoso, then you just give it its six tefachim, if you will, v'zorea samosar, and you can plant the rest, the remaining distance between the vines and the wall. Just be sure you don't plant directly beneath a vine. That's a separate problem. But if the vines are, for argument's sake, spaced four amos apart, between two vines at a distance of six tefachim would be just fine. Now, we actually haven't defined the Mishnah, the work area for the individual vines, and I've all along said it's six tefachim, a six tefach radius around the trunk of the base of the trunk of the grape tree, if you will. However, that's actually a machlokas. The Mishnah here says, "Vakami avoda sagefen." How much is the work area around a single vine? Shisha tefachim l'chol ruach. Tanakama holds it's six tefach tefachim in all directions, six handbreadths in all directions around the trunk of the grapevine. But Rabbi Kiva Omer Shlosha. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's three tefachim in each direction, not six tefachim in each direction. However, the halacha will follow the first opinion that it's the required distance is six tefachim from each individual vine before you plant grains or greens.